This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lamar and I, to me, had a good relationship. Mm-hmm. Could it have been better? Of course. Lamar and I never had an issue. I don't know where that comes from. John, I never saw Lamar and Coach Harbaugh not have a great relationship. I never saw that. I never saw Coach Harbaugh and any of our players not have a great relationship. So any of that would be news to me, but I don't know how people feel. You can't get all the credit when we do well and just exonerate yourself from the blame when it doesn't go that way. That is so ridiculously out there that I can't even live in that world. You know what? I didn't coach Lamar well enough. I didn't have as good a relationship as I could have. I didn't do the things that we needed this year to win enough games to give ourselves a chance.
It's Todd Monken, I guess soon to be ex offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, on the Ryan Ripken Show. Ryan, of course, our colleague here, 105.7 The Fan, and we'll be hearing from him in a very short period of time as we creep closer to baseball, and maybe even before that when it's all said and done, but admitting didn't coach him well enough, whatever that means. I mean, you have to maximize the skill set of your best player. And in 2023, when he won a most valuable player, and the Ravens had a tremendous offense, then in 2024, took it up a notch. They added Derrick Henry to the equation. Lamar had by far his best statistical season throwing the football, had one of the five highest quarterback ratings in the history of the league. You figure, of all the problems the Ravens may have had, Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson coexisting was probably at the very bottom of it. But we started to read and hear, Nolan, that, you know, maybe things weren't as kumbaya as we thought they would. The statistical rankings dropped. Lamar getting hurt obviously had a lot to do with it. Offensive line regret. We can reach for excuses, reasons, whatever, because we've been doing it since September, and now we're in the second week of January. But Todd Monken admitting, I didn't do a good enough job of coaching Lamar. Now, in what regard? I don't really know. Maybe he didn't prepare him enough. Maybe he didn't motivate him enough. Maybe if Lamar questioned things, he wasn't listening. I mean, I'm just speculating, of course. But, you know, for Todd Monken to come out and say something that a lot of people have assumed, I think speaks volumes. And good job, Ryan Ripken.
Yeah. I texted him this morning. I was like, taking off like wildfire. Front page of ESPN here. I'm looking at it right now. It's great. Great for him.
Good call.
But I think Monken's second comment there, to me, I kind of put that in the same category as what he says pretty much every week throughout the season when they're asking about any sort of issue that the offense might be having, and is almost robotic in his answer. How do we scheme it? How do we call it? How do we coach it? Blah, 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 blah. Which basically just comes back to, hey, put the blame on me. I got to be better at the forefront. And that's where it starts. To me, that's where I took that second comment. I didn't read too much into that. I could have made the relationship better. I think that was just him saying, yeah, it can always be better. Even if it was great, it could always be better. That's the way you should strive. So in reality, all this reported friction between Monken and Lamar, probably not as bad as the people that thought it was a nightmare situation. It's not that bad, but I also don't think it's nothing to see here.
Sure.
I mean, let's be honest. He's not going to go on this interview and, you know, hey, with all this stuff flowing around about you and Lamar and friction, say, hell yeah, I can't stand that dude. I hate working with him. I'm happy to get out of here. You know, he's never going to say that. And he's looking for his next job. So optics-wise, this actually bodes well for him. I've seen plenty of people say it on social media. You know, Todd's answers were great. This paints him in a perfect light. Not that he really needed any extra PR boost. I mean, he's been receiving head coaching interest the past couple of years. So I think he'll be just fine finding a job.
No doubt about it. But to your point as well, Nolan, by the way, it's a Featured Artist Friday here on The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi is back. He's on the other side of the glass. It's Vinny and Haney. The Cars, by the way, is our band. If you want to hear anything from them, send your song request. Plaza Board text line at 410-583-1057. But, and I'm not disputing the reports that said there was friction.
Because it came locally.
Yeah, and we've talked to a couple. Yeah, it's not a national headline or any of this stuff where Lamar seemed to rely more on T. Martin. He was more of a sounding board than with Todd Monken, even not during the games because Todd's up in the eye in the sky and T's on the sidelines, but out of practice during training camp. You know, I was at training camp one time and Lamar wasn't even there. I mean, that was kind of the year for me. But he tended to gravitate more to his quarterback coach than to the OC. And now you're trying to read between lines and all of that. But there were a couple of reports that said, you know, things weren't as warm and fuzzy.
So maybe that's where I think I get what Todd's saying, where he's like, I don't know where this comes from or why people take something that maybe is rooted in truth, but again, it was never that bad, right? And they twist it into this whole big story to fit a narrative that, you know, they hate each other, you know, they pass each other in the hallway, wouldn't even look at each other, something like that. I mean, the way stuff travels these days, it really does get blown out of proportion and blown out of proportion really fast. So again, I still maintain the truth is somewhere in the middle. I think there was friction to some extent. But was it bad enough that it really hindered them from doing their job? Clearly not. I mean, look at the last 2 years, 23 and 24, case in point of that. Yeah. And quite frankly, like, you don't have to like somebody to work professionally with them and be successful with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's any walk of life, especially pro sports.
What are you trying to say, Nolan? I'm trying to read between the lines. Anyway, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. But to your point, last year as well, Lamar Jackson had a brilliant 2024. Didn't win the MVP, got it, was first team all pro. So the success rate was there. And as John Harbaugh was sacrificed, and we're going to hear from Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta coming up Tuesday afternoon, we also heard Todd Monken talking about that he didn't see anything that would lead him to believe that John Harbaugh had lost the locker room. As Ian Rappaport and others have reported, because everyone's got a voice now. And Adam Schefter, we talked about that. We opened the show, I believe, with it yesterday, pushed back at that, said, no, guys were going in his office or whatever, contacting him, just like crestfallen over the fact that he's no longer going to be part of the equation.
Here's a new thought on that, and it didn't mention this yesterday, but the more I thought about that whole Schefter report, not disputing it, and he did mention a few players by name, right? What was it? Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely. Only mentioned a few. But John was let go on Tuesday evening, like 5 p.m., pretty late in the day. Locker cleanouts were Monday. Now, I'm sure, obviously, some players hung around that were still there Tuesday. We got a workout in. I don't know the exit interview process they were going through. You try to get all the players and sit them down and talk to them. It's probably a multi-day thing. So yeah, I'm sure there were some guys that were in the building on Tuesday, but to paint it as this big farewell, kumbaya, you know, he didn't get the chance to talk to the team. Didn't get the chance to even talk to his coaches. You know, Charlie Kohler, Ryan Ripken's show again, said, you know, I found out when the fans found out.
Right.
You know, my group chat's hitting me up. I got friends telling me, hey, your coach is out. I got to go to social media to confirm it. You know, I don't know. I mean, is Schefter telling the truth? Not calling him a liar here, but maybe overblowing it. A few players are probably upset, the ones that were in the building. And, you know, if you're still there in the building and you have a chance to say goodbye in person, you're going to do it. For a majority of the team, it was probably phone calls and texts.
You ever see Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
Made it sound like the scene where everyone put their jersey on Dan Devine's desk, that sort of thing. And it was probably not to that level, but
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The bottom line is we could sit here, Nolan, and talk about what was, what could have been, what should have been the 2025 season. The finality is 8-9, and your coach got fired. Some of the players are going to be gone, if not a lot of them. And we would assume that most of the coaching staff is going to move on and find other positions here, at least coordinator-wise.
Right.
And that includes Chris Horton, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, another long-tenured guy.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see maybe what's next for him. If he could be a guy that maybe follows Harbaugh. But Harbaugh's been pretty loyal to him,
yeah,
so it'd
possibly
be interesting to see. But yeah, Zach Orr, no public interview for him, but he did take to social media, basically said, that's it, looking
peace
for
out.
The next opportunity type thing. And Monken pretty much said it in the interview, yeah, whatever's next for me, something of that nature.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.